This is the podcast for the new academic word list page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. This podcast describes the new academic word list, or NAWL, giving information on what the NAWL is, as well as some example words from the NAWL. The complete list of words can be found on the website, along with an NAWL highlighter. So what is the NAWL? The new academic word list, or NAWL, developed by Dr. Charles Brown, Dr. Brent Culligan and Joseph Phillips in 2013, is a list of 963 words which frequently occur in academic texts, but which are not contained in the new General Service List, or NGSL. The NAWL was developed based on a study of a 288 million word academic corpus, consisting of academic journals, non-fiction, student essays, academic discourse, and best-selling academic textbooks. The NGSL and NAWL in combination give 92% coverage of words from that corpus, 86% for the NGSL and 6% for the NAWL. While the new academic word list, or NAWL, is similar to the academic word list, or AWL, there are several differences. One is that it is more up-to-date. It was designed as an extension of the new General Service List, or NGSL, in the same way that the AWL was designed as an extension of the General Service List, or GSL. However, while the AWL itself is relatively new, devised in 2000, the GSL it was based on dates from 1953, and is significantly outdated when compared to the NGSL, which, like the NAWL, was developed in 2013 by the same three researchers. A second difference is coverage. As noted above, the NGSL and NAWL in combination give 92% coverage for the corpus used. This contrasts with only 87% for the GSL and AWL for the same corpus. A final difference is the presentation of the words. The NAWL includes only inflected forms or variant spellings of words, rather than whole word families, meaning that although it has more head words than the AWL, 963 compared to 570, it has fewer word forms overall, 2,604 compared to 3,112. Many of these word forms are added for completeness, for the benefit of researchers, and are not intended for study. For example, plurals such as approximatings and compensatings. Additionally, the words are presented as a single list, in contrast to the AWL, which is presented in 10 sublists based on frequency. So the full list of words can be found on the website. Here I'm just going to list the 10 most frequent words in the NAWL, along with related word forms. So first there is repertoire, with related word form repertoires, the plural. Second, obtain, with related word forms obtained, obtaining, obtains. Third, distribution, with related word form distributions. Fourth, parameter, with related word form the plural parameters. Number five, aspect, with related word form aspects, the plural. Number six, dynamic, which can be an adjective but also a noun, with related form dynamics. Number seven, impact, with related word forms impacted, impacting, impacts. Number eight, domain, with related word form domains, the plural. Number nine, publish, with related word forms published, publishes and publishing. And number 10, denote, with related word forms denoted, denotes and denoting. As I mentioned, a full copy of the NAWL can be found on the website, eapfoundation.com/vocab/academic/NAWL.